Conclusion. Through the internet and social media, people have been able to connect across the world to like-minded groups and individuals. It has been a source of mobilization, opening spaces for communicating without being penalized or stigmatized. This has to a great extent helped in breaking the silence around sexuality and sexual rights. India has witnessed one of the biggest mobilizations in recent years against Section 377 of the Indian Penal Code (IPC). The mass mobilization against this law forced the Indian High Court to decriminalize and remove it, in favor of the sexual minorities in 2009. This was seen as a great victory for the movement. While the act was overruled by the Supreme Court, to the great disappointment of those who favored the removal of the act, the possibility of pushing the boundaries for social justice and making change happen brings a glimmer of hope for those continuing the fight against social injustices. In April 2014, the Supreme Court of India held that the transgender community could identify themselves as a third gender, and that they be given full citizenship rights and access to educational institutions, job opportunities, and government welfare programs. This is indeed a positive step towards affirming the rights of trans people, which has opened up the spaces for participation in the public sphere, and one can only hope that it will have ripple effects in recognizing the sexual rights of all. Sexuality, poverty, and food security are complex fields in their own right. Exclusions and poverty and food insecurity are mutually reinforcing. This paper has tried to look at how exclusion based on sexuality can produce and sustain poverty and food insecurity. There are many pathways that link the three concepts, and only a few have been discussed here. It is impossible to resolve issues of poverty and food security without understanding the lived realities of people. As sexuality is an integral part of human beings, it cannot be separated from discourses of poverty and food security. This paper has attempted to highlight the multiple discriminations people face based on their gender identities and sexual orientation that block and even set back years of progress in development. Control and fear are not the best ways to organize societies. It only leads to insecurity, dissent, and unhappiness. An affirmative and positive approach to sexuality will not only lead to peace, nonviolence, pleasure, contentment, fearlessness, and empowerment, but truly contribute to happiness, well-being, and human progress. Page 23.